You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 03, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. On July 31st, a Suffolk County Police K-9 bit a bystander during a funeral procession for NYPD Detective Diderul Islam in the Bronx. The incident occurred on White Plains Road, where video footage captured the K-9 escaping from a police vehicle. The dog ran toward several people before biting a man from behind. The Suffolk County Police Department stated that the K-9 escaped when the door to its vehicle became ajar. The handler recalled the dog and regained custody. Details about the bitten bystander's identity, condition, and medical treatment were not provided, leaving the incident's impact unclear. Police K-9s assist law enforcement in various capacities, including detecting explosives, narcotics, and cadavers. The United States Police K-9 Association estimates there are approximately 15,000 police K-9s in the country. Despite claims that K-9s are reserved for violent crimes, investigations show they are often deployed in minor cases such as traffic violations and shoplifting. This broad deployment raises questions about the appropriateness of using K-9s in less severe circumstances. Police K-9s can be difficult to control, leading to prolonged bites and worsened injuries. Even when trained to release with a command, dogs sometimes do not let go. Bites should last only seconds, but there are cases where they lasted minutes as handlers struggled to remove the dogs. Prolonged struggles can worsen injuries by tearing flesh. Handlers have used forceful methods to get dogs to release, including yanking, hitting, choking, or using shock collars. There are serious concerns about racial disparities in police dog bite incidents. Men are the most common targets of police dog bites, with studies suggesting that victims are disproportionately Black. Investigations in Ferguson, Missouri, and the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department found that dogs almost exclusively bit non-white individuals. Thousands of Americans are bitten by police dogs annually, and few receive justice. Legal accountability for police dog bites is often lacking. While police dog bites are serious, the process for victims to seek justice is unclear. Victims may face challenges in pursuing legal recourse. Specific statistics on K-9 escapes and bites during public events are not readily available, but incidents do occur. The Bronx incident involved a K-9 escaping from a police vehicle and biting a bystander. Another incident in Lubbock saw a K-9 escape from an officer's backyard, injuring two civilians. Police departments claim to be committed to accountability and preventing such incidents. However, details of specific preventative measures or their effectiveness are often not publicly detailed. This lack of transparency makes it difficult for the public to understand the risks involved. The Bronx incident has reignited suspicions that police dogs are trained to attack people of color. A year-long investigation revealed that most bite victims of police dogs are men, with a disproportionate number being Black. Between 2005 and 2013, nearly all emergency room visits from police dog bites were by Black individuals. This pattern suggests troubling racial bias in police K-9 use. The incident underscores the need for greater transparency and accountability regarding police K-9 units. While the Suffolk County Police Department stated the dog escaped due to an ajar vehicle door, there is no explanation of safety measures used to secure police dogs. This lack of detail raises questions about whether the incident was due to human error or mechanical failure. There is no information on whether the Suffolk County Police Department has made changes following this incident to prevent future escapes. The public deserves to know what measures police departments take to protect bystanders. Without clear policies and transparent reporting, trust between law enforcement and communities will continue to erode. The Bronx incident serves as a reminder of ongoing issues surrounding police K-9 deployment and control. Law enforcement agencies must address these concerns. This includes reviewing K-9 training protocols, especially concerning bite release commands. There must be clear guidelines on when and where K-9s are deployed. Additionally, there is a need for greater accountability for K-9 incidents, including transparent reporting of bites and injuries. This transparency should extend to detailing support and compensation for individuals bitten by police dogs. Addressing racial disparities in K-9 bite incidents is crucial, requiring examination of systemic factors within police departments. Copyright, African Elements.